It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 18th, 2014. Today is the birthday of 18th century British man of letters Samuel Johnson, born at Lichfield in Staffordshire in 1709. With accomplishments as a poet, playwright, essayist, biographer, editor, and literary critic, he is considered by many to be the most eminently versatile figure in English literary history. He's also the subject of a milestone work of biography, James Boswell's Life of Samuel Johnson, published in 1791. As a child, he suffered from scrofula, a chronic infection of the lymph nodes of the neck. In those days, it was believed that an anointed sovereign ruled by divine right and could cure disease by the laying on of hands. Johnson was taken to Queen Anne in 1712 for the royal touch, and was one of the last people to receive the regal blessing before the practice was discontinued. The condition persisted, by the way. Today, Johnson's fame rests primarily on his Dictionary of the English Language, a project that resulted in two massive volumes containing nearly 43,000 definitions, and took 9 years to complete, largely because he could not secure the help of a patron. A promise of support from the Earl of Chesterfield fell through, possibly because Johnson's ungainly manner and slovenly appearance made such a bad impression. However, as the publication of the work neared, Chesterfield heard how good it was and wanted it dedicated to him after all. His offer of financial help at the 11th hour was met with this response from Johnson. "Is not a patron, my lord, one who looks with unconcern on a man struggling for life in the water, and when he has reached ground, encumbers him with help? The notice which you have been pleased to take of my labors, had it been early, had been kind. But it has been delayed till I am indifferent and cannot enjoy it, till I am solitary and cannot impart it, till I am known and do not want it." Chesterfield was so impressed by the language that he displayed the letter for anyone to read. It was considered the preeminent British dictionary for 150 years, surpassed only by the completion of the massive Oxford English Dictionary of 1928. Often the definitions in Johnson's dictionary reveal his prickly sense of humor, as well as his personal prejudices. Here are a few examples. Dull. Not exhilarating. Not delightful. As to make dictionaries is dull work. Opera. An exotic and irrational entertainment. Patron. Commonly a wretch who supports with insolence and is paid with flattery. Johnson's matchless wit could well be summed up in this quip to a person who sought his opinion of his work. "My congratulations to you, sir. Your manuscript is both good and original, but the part that is good is not original, and the part that is original is not good." After a series of illnesses, he died on the evening of December 13, 1784, and was buried in the Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey. Samples from the wit and wisdom of Samuel Johnson, gleaned from the biography by James Boswell, still in print since 1791. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 18th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.